51-year-old James Thorpe is traveling through the South, hoping to educate people about the real issues of the Civil War and to celebrate the sacrifice of Union soldiers. He blames the Daughters of the Confederacy, a women's club that promoted statues like that of Robert E. Lee in public parks. They claim the war was a noble fight for family and tradition.
So even today, you have people to say that the Civil War was not fought because of slavery, and that was part of that campaign.
He thinks cities like Charlottesville should replace statues of Confederate soldiers with those who fought for the Union, men like Abraham Galloway.
He was a rebel slave, couldn't read, couldn't write, ran off the plantations in eastern North Carolina, and later became a state legislator in North Carolina House and North Carolina Senate, but he was a Union spy.
Thorpe spent 105 days alongside a Confederate statue at the University of North Carolina campus, a statue that was torn down. He received a friendly reception in Charlottesville, with residents bringing food, drink, and good wishes. I'm Sandy Houseman.